Hello, my folks. Looks like we're live. Bradley J. Show. The title of this is, do you think that an indictment on the Stormy Daniels thing for former President Trump will be a net plus for him, or will it be a drag on his presidency, a net minus? Before we get going, it will be short, and mostly I want you to just comment after the fact. And before we get going, you may say, hey, you're dressed a little spring-like for this cold day. But it is, meteorological spring has been surpassed, so our spring is in the head, so I'm dressing for it. And I'm determined to go all out and not only dress appropriately, but beyond appropriately for spring and summer. I used to hide from it. Each year I try to embrace it and fail and hide from it. I'm going to try again. So, I don't want you to try to glean where I stand on my opinions on politics. This is just a look at the pros and cons, the possibilities. Do you think that President Trump will suffer by an indictment, or will it be a net gain for him? On the one hand, an indictment will fire up his indignant fans. On the other hand, it might be a millstone around his neck. Some folks might say, hey, you know, I like the guy, but this is just something that's going to make it less likely he can get done what I want to get done. So that's basically it. What are your thoughts on that? As I look at it strategically, will it cause someone who was not going to vote for him to vote for him? Would it cause somebody who did not like him to vote for him? Maybe. If they just saw it as government meddling and wanted to punish the government, whereas before they might have just stayed home. On the other hand, if you're serious, a big donor, and you really want policy passed, if you want legislation passed, if you want to get stuff done, there may be another conservative who would be more likely to get to do your bidding. So there's that. John Bolton says, if the indictment fails to procure a conviction, that it will ensure his election. Maybe. But maybe this doesn't really matter, because it's probably already seen as government meddling. And there are other possible indictments. Three others, maybe? Lola Pope agreed, Teflon Don. Yeah. So we'll see. I will say this. This is such a small thing, really. What will it result in? A fine? Is it worth it? Is it the risk-reward worth it for this one? And I'm thinking maybe no. Unless, even if you can really nail it down, it's kind of a technicality in the big picture and might not be worth it. Might not be worth the press, might not be worth the martyrdom. And unless there's some sort of statute of limitations, actually there was a statute of limitations, I think, which was extended, it might not be worth it. Wait for probably the Atlanta election interference indictment. Joe says net gain on his PR campaign. Okay. Teflon Don. Lola Pope. What I don't understand is why the FCC allows him to rally his violent base on Truth Social after January 6th. Yeah. Well, former President Trump is very good at skirting the law when it comes to that. You know, the things he said in his rally before attempting to go to the Capitol were right on the edge. You know, there are things that can be interpreted both ways. When we all know, well, many folks believe they know what he's really trying to say. In a court of law, when it's being challenged by very smart lawyers, may be able to convince a jury otherwise. So we'll see. So far I'm sensing that you folks feel that an indictment would be a net gain for the president. So I'm not going to go on here, but after the fact, if you see this, please comment and please share. This hat, by the way, I'm trying it out. It's a hat I'm getting for the trip, a trip to Spain plus. And it's really tricky to find a regular old straw hat. Looks like some old dude. Certainly a baseball cap. Never, ever, ever wear a baseball cap to Europe. Especially backwards, but never, ever. I'm looking for something that maybe some Spanish guy might wear. You know? There's no way I'm going to convince anybody that I'm not American. They know. You can tell instantly. But I try to avoid the obvious tracks. I do want to bring attention to my summertime blazer. This is linen. And I got it used. I'm all about the used. Vintage, you can call it. I do need to get a regular sleeveless but crew neck t-shirt. These sleeveless t-shirts, formerly known as, you know, we can't say it anymore, the neck scoops down too low. Okay. What's that mean? Bar. What does that mean, Joe? Isn't that ballet or Barry Vermont? What is it, Joe? And then I'll go. Anybody else? And your bandana is a giveaway that you're an American. Is it? Is it? Pope? Maybe. But I have to. Maybe. But I won't really need a bandana. So, good point. Yeah, you're probably right. Would a Spanish old guy wear a bandana like this? I don't know. Is this American? Pope says yes. What do you say? I don't want to muddy the waters too much. That's a thing for a separate broadcast. Take care.